Adam Sam Jackson. So this woman coming up to the stage, now this is only her second time at your stage, which is pretty incredible. That was the case with Savannah too, where like first time they come, oh, and their story gets on the best of. That's pretty fucking rad. So this woman came for a Halloween show a couple months ago, told a story about being ghosted, but not like the literal ghost kind, like the boyfriend ghost kind. That's equally as scary. And she's a friend of ours from, we met at Soho House, and works in marketing and is an incredible storyteller. Can't wait to hear from Ms. Leia Marshall.
Chris's son Benji would not go to sleep. The family had just returned from their first trip to Florida, and Benji had left his beloved stuffed giraffe behind at the resort. And there was no going to sleep without Joshy the giraffe. And so Chris was facing a massive dilemma, how to get his son to finally go to bed. And so he thought about it for a moment, and he decided to do what any stand-up father would do, blatantly lie. And so he told his son that the day before they were supposed to leave to head back home, Joshy the giraffe had approached him and said he needed just one more day at the resort to soak up the beautiful Florida sunshine, relax poolside, and have shots of the most delectable, fresh-squeezed wheatgrass shots he had ever tried in his life. Of course, Benji bought it, why wouldn't he, and eventually went to bed. But now, Chris was faced with an even bigger predicament. Somehow, Joshy the giraffe would need to get back home. And so he picked up the phone, called the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, and got bounced from staffer to staffer until finally he was connected with someone who miraculously had found Joshy the giraffe. Chris, of course, was elated, and he paused before making this completely unreasonable request. He explained the white lie that he had told his son, and he asked if the staffer might be able to take the giraffe over to the pool, place him on one of the chaise lounge chairs, and snap a picture so that when his son asked questions, which he inevitably would, he would have evidence. And of course, it's the Ritz-Carlton, the customer's always right, so he said yes. And Chris almost forgot about the moment until a few days later, a package arrived from the Ritz. He called his son Benji over to open the package. Joshy the giraffe had made the trip from Florida all the way back home in FedEx, completely unscathed. But tucked away in his fuzzy little paws was a photo book. And it took Chris's breath away as he opened the book and leafed through the pictures. On page one was a picture of Joshy the giraffe on a golf cart, steering wheel in hand, cruising over the Ritz-Carlton property. The next page was Joshy the giraffe face down on a massage table, his rear end tastefully covered with a fluffy white towel, getting a massage. The next page was Joshy the giraffe making friends with Carlton the hotel parrot. The following page was him lying back with delicately cut cucumber slices covering his beady brown button eyes, getting a facial. And my personal favorite, Joshy the giraffe in the hotel control room making friends with the security guard. So this story is just one of many in one of my favorite books that I read this year called The Power of Moments. And the premise of the book is simple. Our lives, obviously, are made up of moments. And unfortunately, the majority of those moments are very average, very predictable, and very unremarkable. And what this book does is it showcases dozens of stories like the one that I just shared that aren't that, that are magical, that are remarkable, and that are entirely memorable. And the book also gives the reader a template for how to create moments like this in their own lives. And I love the story of Joshy the giraffe because when I was reading it, I tried to put myself in the staffer's shoes and think what I would do. And I would absolutely have just followed the protocol. Lost giraffe, stuff him in a box, ship him off. And I imagine if I asked any of you in the audience, you all would do the same. And it made me so curious, what was it that inspired the staffer to break the script? And you'll have to read the book to get the full picture, but one of the things that struck me is a lot of what allows for it is very similar to what happens when you go to the gym and you start training a certain muscle. At first, it's uncomfortable, it's a little challenging, but after you keep doing it and repeating it, it gets a lot easier. It's like a muscle that you train, that creative courage. Another story from the book that I loved is that of Southwest Airlines. So John and Jamie Anderson were newlyweds, headed off to the Bahamas for their honeymoon. They boarded their Southwest Airlines flight, got settled into their seats, and thought it would be a flight like any other, until the flight attendant came on over the loudspeaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited to introduce you to John and Jamie Anderson, newlyweds who will be joining us today, going on their honeymoon and starting the next chapter of their lives together. We at Southwest Airlines would love to give them a special gift, but we need each and every one of your help to do so. Shortly, we'll be passing out cocktail napkins, and we're asking that each of you write some word of wisdom, marital advice, or congratulations and encouragement for the newlywed couple. And what ensued was pure magic. People who've been wrapped up in their devices or doing work on their laptops turned to one another, started sharing stories, laughing, and connecting. And John and Jamie ended up getting over 150 handwritten notes on cocktail napkins with advice from parents, new couples, grandparents, and even little kids who didn't yet know how to write but were damn good at drawing cute pictures. And I love the story because it costs no money to do this. It maybe took 30 seconds of time, and yet it took what would have been a completely forgettable moment and turned it into something magical, not just for John and Jamie, but for the people on the plane as well. And I'm going to close with what for me was the most powerful story from the book, which is that of Doug Dietz. So Doug was a senior designer with GE Healthcare who just spent the past few years of his career working on redesigning MRI machines. And he had finally finished his product and was gonna fly out to a hospital to see the unveiling of the machines. He gets there and is walking down the hallway to the MRI scan room when suddenly he sees a young patient and her mom walking down the hall. And the patient was not happy. Tears were streaming down her face and she looked terrified. So much so that the doctor who was with them called for the anesthesiologist. And as you can imagine, this was heart-wrenching for Doug. This was the machine that he had just worked on for the past few years, and to see this reaction from the very people that he was trying to serve was gut-wrenching. In that moment, Doug could have easily dismissed the response from the young girl, saying, "She's just a kid, of course she's scared." But instead, he got creative. And he started collaborating with members of his team to design a series of MRI machines just for kids that put the patient in the leading role of an epic adventure story. And one of those designs was pirate-themed. And so the patient would enter the room, and it was filled with ocean-themed decals on the walls and pirate-themed decals on the machine. And there was a massive wooden captain's wheel at the very front of the MRI machine. And they had given the MRI technicians a script that made the experience much more like a ride at Disney World than a traditional hospital experience. The patient would go through the machine, and the whole experience culminated in front of a massive wooden treasure chest The patient got to open the treasure chest and select a toy to take home with them. So obviously this was game-changing for the hospital. They were saving hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in shorter exam terms and in less drugs and medication like sedation for the young patients. And the culminating moment for Doug was when he came back to the hospital and saw a patient who'd just gone through the pirate MRI experience, and she tugged on her mom's sleeve and looked up at her mom and said, "Mommy, can we come back and do the ride again tomorrow?" So after reading this book, I looked back on my 2017, and I saw so many moments that initially I thought of as problems. Now after reading this book, I see more as opportunities to create magic. One of my favorite lines from the book is, "So often we seek certainty because it's comfortable, but if the magic is in the moments that are unpredictable, that's what makes us come alive." And so drawing inspiration from the stories of Joshy the Giraffe and Southwest Airlines and Doug Dietz, I'm really looking forward to breaking the mold in 2018 and trying to find magic in moments where initially I see problems, and I hope all of you are as well. Thank you.
Alea Marshall, everybody, thank you so much. That's great advice. I hope you all do that. Write me some shit on those cocktail napkins out there. I dare you. Make it a special moment. Come on, guys.